Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Tuesday, January 16th, episode number 716. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Hope you enjoyed your long, hopefully you got a long weekend with the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday. If not, bummer. You should talk to your boss about that. See if you can't get those holidays taken care of. So, lots of lots and lots and lots of shoveling of the snow is what filled my weekend. A little bit of football. Watched some of the games. Did not watch all of the games. Some by choice, some not by choice. Thank you, NFL. But we'll get to that soon enough. Yeah, so sitting at a paltry minus 1 degree right now outside here in Central Oregon with a ton of snow sitting on the ground. Got to school today, pulled into the parking lot. They've done a wonderful job, staff. Maintenance of clearing spaces to park, but I got out of my car and looked to the left and looked to the right. I looked straight ahead, which is where I usually go. I usually just, step out of the car, walk forward about 45 steps, and I'm in my classroom. But today, because of the mostly clearing of the snow, right? They've cleared it out of the street and out of the parking lot, parking spaces. There are piles of snow, you know, in the 3 to 4 to 5 foot high range. So I was looking for a path and started one direction and took a step and tested it out. It's been very, very cold here. So the snow is very, very light and fluffy. So I placed my foot on the pile and sunk in quite a ways. So then I backed up, tried a different route. That didn't work. Ended up just walking around the entire parking lot, staying in the groomed areas, and did make it into my classroom. It was about, if it's usually 45 steps, it was more like 1,045 steps today. So keep up the good work, guys. They are doing their best to clear as much as possible. I don't know. It was when I left the house today, it said the high temperature was supposed to be 37 today, and that was exciting, thinking of things melting a little bit, getting those temperatures up there. And now as I look, right now, as I speak, it's moved from 37 to 31. So, yeah, not getting above freezing now. And I know we're supposed to get more snow today, possibly, before it warms up a little bit. So, yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. Just it was just nonstop. We got quite a bit on Friday. And then, actually, probably Thursday was more the day we got the snow. And then Saturday, it started at about 7 in the morning, and it just did not stop until about midnight before it finally settled down. So we got another additional 12 to 14 inches on top of the 8 inches of snow that we already had from Thursday. So, yeah, we're in it. It's deep all around, but, winter has arrived. We need the snowpack for our water supply, but it always seems to come like this. We don't get it in doses, and we would rather have it just on the mountain, not down here where we have to move around. But we're making it through. Heater's working. Got the part that did not end up replacing the whole furnace. ended up just replacing a rather expensive part in the existing furnace that we have as we continue rolling on ahead with that. But had heat over the weekend, which is, that's a good thing. It's good to have heat when you need it. So there was some football, a little bit of football action, and it started on Saturday. We had, it actually ended up being two games Saturday, two games Sunday, two games Monday, because Buffalo got so much snow, about 4 feet sounded like, that they couldn't get it all cleared in time for the Sunday morning kickoff, so they moved it to Monday afternoon, which was fine, right? I was, you know, probably ready to watch. Yeah, I was shoveling on Sunday morning, so I wouldn't have been able to see a whole lot of it anyway. But we started with the Texans taking on the Browns on Saturday afternoon early, and it wasn't a game for long. Texans absolutely blew them away. C.J. Stroud, 16 of 21, 274 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Just dominated this one from the outset. Singletary, 13 for 66 and a touchdown on the ground. 3 catches for 4 yards there. Nico Collins continues his dominance over the last half of the season. 6 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown for him. Brevin Jordan. How about these numbers, right? So these guys, Brevin Jordan, 1 for 76 and 1, and Dalton Schultz, 1 for 37 and 1. So they just had, you know, 1 catch, but they were important and they were big. 76-yard touchdown and a 37-yard touchdown. Joe Flacco on the other side of the ball. Yeah, the Cinderella story ends in an ugly fashion. 34-46, 307 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, except the 2 interceptions were both pick sixes in the second half and completely ended this one. Kareem Hunt was your leading running back, 8 for 26 and 1. David Njoku continued his great play with Flacco, 7 for 93. Harrison Bryant, 4 for 65, and Amari Cooper, 5 for 59. And that one was that one. So the Houston Texans, I kind of predicted Cleveland would win this game, and I was off. Houston home field, I think, was helpful, and C.J. Stroud was able to shred that Cleveland, what we thought was a pretty good Cleveland defense, but was not to be. Saturday night brought us the first streaming Peacock game. They're just blathering on and on and on about how this was the most streamed event in the history of streaming television. 23 million viewers, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no kidding, because it was the only way you could watch the game. So, of course, it was going to, and it was a playoff game, an NFL playoff game, you idiots, right? Everybody wants to watch this. Well, I didn't. I didn't give in. Didn't do it. Didn't pay $5 for, you know, for a subscription that would ultimately, I'd forget all about the $5 that I'm paying a month, and then I would just continue paying $5 a month till the end of time, added on to the other 35 subscriptions that I have that I'm paying for, right? Well, you didn't win. Sorry. And it was a crappy game on top of it. So there you go, NFL. So talk all you want about your 23 million streaming viewers, but whatever. I'll bet three-quarters of those were hijacking it, and they were getting it for free, right? So suck on that, NFL. You lose. I didn't watch the game, and it wasn't a good game. It was ugly. It was cold. The Dolphins were bad. I'll get all the highlights tonight on Hard Knocks. There you go. I'll watch it on there. So how about that? Mahomes, 23 for 41, 262, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, had 2 carries for 41 yards. Isaiah Pacheco, 24 for 89 and 1. Looked like, at least in the highlights I saw, nobody wanted to tackle this guy. Right? And I don't blame him. Guy runs like a madman. Rashee Rice continues his dominance over the second half. 8 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown. I think the Chiefs have finally found a receiver to replace Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce, 7 for 71. On the other side of the ball, Tua, 20 for 39, 199 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Raheem Mostert, 8 for 33. And Tyreek Hill, 5 for 62 and 1. And I believe 57 of that might have come on 1 touchdown pass. They really had one play that worked the entire game. Miami not built to play in minus degree temperatures. So keep that in mind, Miami, as you're moving forward. win more games so you can stay at home, because it does not pay for you to travel on the road. The Bills 31, Steelers. Oh, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hold on. Slow down. Let's get Sunday games first, right? Packers 48, Cowboys 32. I kind of called this. I said the Packers might be the one that breaks through. And I was right. I was right. They found a way. Well, yeah, the way was Jordan Love. 16 for 21, 272, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Looked really good in this one. Aaron Jones, dominant, 21 carries, 100 and I got scribbles here. I'm going to call it 113 yards, three touchdowns, and then he had one catch for 13 yards. Romeo Doubs, 6 for 151 and one. Luke Musgrave, I didn't know was even coming back for this one. Nice, 3 for 52 and a touchdown for the ex-Oregon State Beaver, ex-Bend Lava Bear. Yeah, that's right. Nice, Musgrave back in action. Packers looked good, looked dominant early. I'm surprised that it was even this close. You know, a lot of garbage time for the Cowboys. Dak, 41 of 60, 403 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions, six carries for 45. As predicted, Tony Pollard, 15 for 56. He did have a touchdown, but I knew they weren't going to be able to run the ball, and it was going to leave it all to the passing game, and it was too late by the time they did all the passing. CeeDee Lamb was 9 for 110. Michael Gallup, 6 for 103. And Jake Ferguson, 10 catches, 93 yards, and three, count them, three touchdowns. I played Ferguson. I have in a little contest here with Trey and his buddies, and you had to pick one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, tight end, a flex, and a kicker. And you can only pick one guy for each for the entire playoff. So once the team is eliminated, you get no more points from that guy. So I did play. I did choose Jake Ferguson as my tight end. Bummer that I'm not going to get three games out of him, but I got three games out of him because 10 for 93 and three. Maybe the most we get out of any tight end over the entire course of the playoffs. So I'm not feeling too bad about that one. Not as happy about CD being out of there in this one. And also, Aubrey, their kicker, also had him going. But, Packers move on. Then you had was definitely the best game of the weekend. Lions 24, Rams 23 on Saturday night. Jared Goff, 22 of 27, 277 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Monty was 14 for 57 and a touchdown, 1 for 11 receiving. Jahmyr Gibbs also got some work, 8 for 28 and one touchdown on the ground, had four catches for 43 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown just keeps rolling on, 7 for 110. Josh Reynolds was 5 for 80, and Sam Laporta played in this game. I didn't think he would. I haven't looked at snap totals. I'm guessing his snap percentage was down quite a bit, but still 3 for 14 and a touchdown for Laporta. On the other side of the ball, Matthew Stafford, 25 for 36, 367, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He was getting pounded in this game. Left at least once, but came back. Kyren Williams, 13 for 61 on the ground, 1 for 9 through the air, and he got tackled on a play kind of late in the game where the ball came out. It was ruled down, but they had clearly ripped it out of his hands and ripped his hand right with it, because they showed he went to the locker room, got all taped up. They showed his hand close up afterwards, and it looked to me like his finger was no longer where his finger is supposed to be. It was like way over to the left of where it should have been, and part of that was the tape job, but I think he partially lost a finger in this one. Puka Nacua, unbelievable, 9 for 181 and one for him in the losing cause for the Rams. And then we got to the Monday games. We had the Bills and the Steelers kick it off at 1:30. 31-17, the Bills get the win and move on. 21 of 30, for 203 and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions for Josh Allen. He also had 8 carries for 74 and 1 on the ground, and that the touchdown he had on the ground was unbelievable. It was like a 50-yarder, and he was like even with a couple of Steelers and just pulled away, just ran right away from him. The dude's big, and the dude is fast, and he's good. James Cook, 18 for 79. Dalton Kincaid, 3 for 59 and a touchdown. Steph Diggs was 7 for 52. And in another amazing play, Shakir was 3 for 31 and 1, but he had a touchdown where he was able to keep his footing and stay alive and get into the end zone. It was a pretty awesome play. Mason Rudolph, 22 for 39, 229. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Najee Harris, 12 for 37. Freiermuth was 5 for 76. Pickens, 5 for 50. And Deontay Johnson was 4 for 48 and a touchdown in the losing cause. The question for me here is, where do the Steelers go, right? There's some speculation. I think it would be the worst move ever to fire Mike Tomlin, but there is speculation that that could be happening. What do you do at quarterback if you're Pittsburgh at this point? They finished the year with their third-string quarterback on the field for the last 4 games, and, yeah, you just spent a first-round draft pick on a guy 2 years ago, and he wasn't even playing. He wasn't even – I'm not even sure he was active. So, we're not sure where the Steelers go from here. I don't think they have the juice – they certainly don't have the juice to get the number 1 pick overall from Chicago. Could they trade for Justin Fields? I don't know if they even have enough juice to be able to get that deal done. So we'll have to see what the Steelers' plan is. I don't think their draft pick being playoff team is going to be good enough to get one of the top-tier quarterbacks coming out. But stay tuned. And then we had the Monday night game. Did not watch 1 second of this game. I was busy watching the Emmys last night. And now I have a new show I have to watch. Apparently, Beef is the show to watch. I know my son watched it, and I, you know, sat down and was in and out and sort of paying attention through a couple of episodes, and it looked kind of interesting. But it dominated. And that and Succession on its way out. Now it is, now that show is over, you know, they cleaned up. But it was fun. I enjoy the Emmys. A lot of nostalgia worked into the show last night. It was fun to see the old crew from Cheers and see All in the Family and some of the historical shows, I guess, in television, doing some stuff there. So it was fun. But did not see even a minute of last night's game. The Buccaneers, 32. The Eagles, 9. Baker Mayfield, 22 of 36. 37. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Rashad White was 18 for 72 on the ground. Your receivers, Cade Otton, 8 for 89. David Moore was 2 for 66 and a long touchdown. Trey Palmer was 1 for 56 and a long touchdown. Mike Evans, 3 for 48. Chris Godwin, 4 for 45 and 1. On the other side of the ball, Jalen Hurts, 25 of 35, 250, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. DeAndre Swift, 10 for 34 and 4 for 32. Devonta Smith seemed to be the guy, 8 for 148 with no A.J. Brown there. Dallas Goedert was 4 for 21 with a touchdown. Where do the Eagles go from here? There is speculation Sirianni could be on the hot seat. I think it is very, very apparent to see who was the brains of the operation. Shane Steichen now in Indianapolis and doing good things with a limited arsenal there. And Sirianni not really being able to do a whole lot with all of the weapons he has in Philly. So we'll see if he hangs out, if he's able to hold on to his job there, but the NFC East is done. Done and out of the playoffs. We thought what could be one of the most dominant divisions is no longer. No longer. So we got matchups coming up this week, Saturday and Sunday. It will be the Packers taking on the 49ers. It will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Detroit Lions. And on the AFC side, it will be the Chiefs traveling to the Bills, and it will be the Texans taking on the Ravens. So it should be some really, really good football games coming up. Hopefully the weather will not be a huge factor in any of these, but we'll see. See what the future holds here in the next week. Going to come back. I'll get back in here at least one more time this week. Would like to hit the tight ends. Also, maybe a little preview. A little preview breakdown. A little predictions of the games to come. And maybe have some coaching decisions made by then. Belichick was talking to the Falcons yesterday. Jim Harbaugh was talking to the Chargers on, I believe, on Sunday. So could have some hires in the books early on. But we'll talk about that as we do. Probably see you here on Thursday or Friday, one of those 2 days, as we slow it down a little bit, a little less football to talk about, and not a whole lot else. Nobody really cares about the NBA, NHL. It's a long regular season, really is. It's a grind, but the games will get a little more exciting, a little more important as we get past the All-Star breaks in both of these sports coming up in February. All right, everybody, get your shovels out. Keep digging. Dress warm, wear your gloves, wear your hat, drive safe. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commish, and I am out of here.